In the name of God, our Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I forget exactly where it is in the Bible, but most of you know that ancient phrase, if it's not one thing, it's your mother. Right? We all know the truth of that. Is there anything more difficult than being a mom? All night vigils when kids are sick, sometimes days on end, maybe even 2 weeks, exhaustion beyond description, and no time for despair. And even when things are flowing really, really well, the activities are just in abundance. You know, it's a real zoo of a life. The end of the day comes and moms say to themselves, am I accomplishing anything? Can you imagine the demands on immigrant mothers these days? A quarter of the earth's population are refugees and immigrants. Can you imagine growing up in a culture where you don't know what's really going on? Or what about moms who have seriously ill children? Deathly ill. It doesn't matter what age, right? It's so draining. And what about indigenous mothers? Who are raising children inside of cultures which are ridiculed. That's so backwards and primitive, and soon you'll be gone. You can thank God when that day comes. What about people of color and moms who have to raise children who are threatened because of the color of their skin, and there's nothing you can do about it, and it's so vicious and insidious, and you can't stop it. How about the moms raising children in war zones? You know, there are now thousands of families outside of Kabul, Afghanistan, where there's no husband or spouse in the picture, and the women have moved up into the mountains by the thousands with their children. There's no electricity or heat or water, and every day they have to descend down to the valley to get the water to bring it back up. There's no money, there's no employment, there's no education, there's no health care, there's no future. War? What is it good for? I admit to being truly baffled as to why is it that we continue to try and look at the world through the lens of politics and profit. And I think we should really be looking at the world through the eyes of mothers who are really in touch with reality and what's happening on the planet. And in our own wonderful neighborhood, so many opportunities, and yet our children are being undone by stress. That used to be for old people, right? Not now. Burdens on them already. Produce. Prove yourself. You've got to succeed. Don't fail. And this is the season when in our neighborhood, suicides are occurring. Teenagers. What's happening to us? Can God be anything other than a mother? I heard a wonderful story of a woman who was a doctor during World War II in Germany. And she was ordered to exterminate children with epilepsy and other diseases. She refused to do it. So she was placed in concentration camps, where she was for several years and managed to survive. After the war, she came to New York, continued to work with the sick, with the aging, with the children. But people would occasionally ask her, how can you go on after everything you've experienced? What's the point? And she said, you know, we just have to try to make people happy where they are. Sometimes that's all we can offer, is just to try and make them happy. Isn't that a fine description of the church? We're here, despite everything else, to try and make people happy. Isn't that enough? People brought children to Jesus, right? The disciples cut them off. He's indignant, which is a very kind translation for ticked off. What are you doing? Let them come to me. And do you think he was giving them formalized ritual blessings? Next. Are you kidding? He's throwing the kids up in the air and he's twirling, he's rolling on the ground and tickling them. He was not too good for that. And he says, don't you understand that it's the awe and the delight and the wonder of children which I want for my followers to be infused with? And without that, you aren't going to heaven because you're already in hell. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the only thing worse than the crucifixion is that long line of dreary Christians following Jesus. And he's just running, no, no, let me out of here. Yeah. Give me the kids, please. His mom comes for a visit and he says, who's my mother? Whew, happy Mother's Day. Wow, how do you think that cut her? And what's the question? Who is my mom? Those who do the yearning. Those who do the loving. Those who practice the joy of God. This is my mom, my family. And we heard in the book of James, true unspoiled religion is taking care of the widows and the orphans and the vulnerable. That's it. That's all you need to know. Practice that. What was the verse right before that, Annie? Oh, yeah, watch your tongue. That was a good one, too. Yeah. Okay. That sort of puts the package together. We heard about Lydia. We're experimenting with a sound amplifier. We heard about Lydia in the Acts lesson today. So Bev and I got to visit Philippi some years ago and see the place where the river winds through, which is where Paul met with Lydia and the other women by the riverside. And here she is, the first convert in Europe. She's the head of a household. She's the seller of purple, which means she had money. This is big time. Okay? Roman senators wore collars, dyed in this purple, which cost $5,000 in those days. She sold purple. Huh? And she says, I like you. Come to my house. And Paul says, oh, I couldn't impose. And she says, you're coming. A true mother, right? She would not take no for an answer. And here's the mother of the church, who in time is paying for all of Paul's journey. Made a commitment. Going to bless wherever it is. Send the word out. Well, it seems to me today, the task for the church and for moms and dads is to help generate saints. Can I get an amen? Now, saints are not perfectly obedient children. That kind is really irritating, aren't they? No, saints are people who give us a glimpse of eternity, a glimpse of hope, of possibility. They're giving us a glimpse of real-life sons and daughters of God who say that life can be a blessing right here where we are right now. And they work to make it happen. They give us the joy that we need to thrive. All moms enjoy, most of the time, nurturing the children. It's a lot of hard work, but the real payoff, right? And the true joy is to see your child grow up to become competent, caring, and compassionate. That's what we all want, to make them great saints. What other endeavor is there? Because for moms, you're never allowed to give up, are you? That's the one rule. You're not allowed to give up. And that's just like God, who loves us with an inexplicable love. In every circumstance of stress and confusion and loss and difficulty, goes on loving us in life and death and beyond. God is a real mom's mom. Thanks be to God. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.